One of the interesting consequences of the successful adjuvant trials of trastuzumab is that by splitting out these patients, the overall role of anthracyclines in the adjuvant setting is now being questioned in both HER2-positive and HER2-negative disease. I met with Dr. Sandra Swain, the principal investigator of NSABP-B38, evaluating three anthracycline-containing regimens in patients with HER2-negative tumors, and she began our conversation by commenting on the fascinating evolution of this data.
We've always really loved the anthracyclines for breast cancer for at least the last 20 years, and for me, I know we were some of the first adapters at the NCI to be using anthracyclines in node-negative disease based on Steve Jones' work with the AC. And I remember, even to this day, that I would anguish over whether we should use anthracyclines in these patients because of the known cardiac toxicity. However, soon we realized that there is a benefit with chemotherapy in these patients, so it didn't seem to be such a significant problem. However, if you look at things now, we know that patients are living very long-term, and we still don't have an idea of the long-term cardiotoxicity. So I think that's a significant issue right there, is we're curing more patients, but we really don't know long-term effects in these patients. We know that the anthracyclines kill some of the myocardium, and it doesn't come back. I mean, that's absolutely clear. So I think that it is a significant problem, not only the anthracyclines with cardiotoxicity, but with leukemia, it's probably less than 1%, but it's still an issue for these patients. I think one of the things that's going to help us with alleviating cardiotoxicity is we're going to be treating less patients, hopefully, in the future. We overtreat right now probably by 70% of patients with node-negative disease, and I think tests like the Oncotype DX will really help with that in eliminating unnecessary treatment. However, we still have the patients that had node-negative disease that were typically treating with anthracyclines and node-positive disease also. So you've got a large proportion of patients that we are, at least for standard of care, treating with an anthracycline-based regimen. And I think that the cardiac toxicity of the anthracyclines is significant, even though it's said to be less than 1%. There is probably an increase in patients who have left-sided radiation, especially if the CT planning is not done, which is not done in some places. But even if it is done, you still can get some heart in the field with radiation. People say that the IMRT may decrease that or some other things, but it's still a consideration.
Can I just ask, in terms of the magnitude of the problem, particularly that came out at the last ASCO meeting, if a woman asked you who's going to get an adjuvant anthracycline regimen, 4 cycles, what's the chance that over the next 20 years, you know, I'm going to have a heart problem that I wouldn't have if I didn't have an anthracycline? Knowing that we don't have an exact answer, what's your best ballpark guess?
I really don't know what answer to give them. The data that was presented by MD Anderson did shed some light on that, showing that the patients who did get anthracyclines have more cardiac toxicity as they get older, but I don't honestly know a percent. So I don't usually give them a percent number for long term, because I think you have to take into consideration many things, the patient's own morbidity and other issues, issues of hypertension, family history, all those cardiac risk factors. So I really have a hard time giving a patient a number regarding that, though I am pretty convinced that it is increased over those patients who have never had an anthracycline. I think the data supports that.
I guess what was confusing was that they were reporting like 40% of women in the 65 to 70-year-old group who had heart failure 20 years later, and it was hard to figure out where to get the real number.
Well, I think that that's the problem. We don't know the real number, and also the definition of heart failure is difficult because there's a lot of talk now about diastolic dysfunction and what that means. So I haven't looked at all of her data that closely, the data that was presented at ASCO, to see if they considered those aspects of it. I think they just did a registry summary by looking at, maybe it was Medicare.
You know, yeah, I think it was Medicare. Yeah, it was.
So
Medicare.
They just looked at records. So you're not really looking at individual patients. So I think that they were looking at coding of heart failure. You know, I'm not sure what the number is. I just know, at least based on that, it is significant. It's probably not 40%. But in general, even in the population without getting anthracyclines, heart failure diagnosis is increasing.
Right.